Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. So obviously, every game is a big game, but coming back to TCF in front of our home crowd, our fans, have done a great job supporting us this year. It's going to be huge. You know, division game against Green Bay at home. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we have our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to it.
What does it say to the mentality of Thielen where he injures his shoulder but comes right back in and seems to play really well?
Yeah, I think he only missed a couple plays on special teams, and they said he was good to go, and we just put him back in there, and yeah, he's a tough kid, and like a lot of our guys, it's important to him, and they want to be out there, they want to help us win the game, and he did that. He had an unbelievable block on the touchdown return by Cordero. He had a great block on the L2. It was a crucial block right at the point of attack, and he was already hurt by then. He just did a great job for us.
He nearly had a blocked punt like he did last year. Do you think the shoulder might have hindered him stretching full out for that?
I would hope not, because he was right there. I don't know how he missed it. If you look at the TV copy, it's an unbelievable. It was a great effort by him. We call it a snapper pick, and Scott Crichton did a great job as well to open up the hole for him. But I thought he had a block. It's close.
You've had a few close ones like that. Do you feel like you're just on the verge of getting home finally?
I hope so. That's important to us, pressure on the punter, because the punters that we play, some of them are so good, and Marquette King's one of them, and when you give them time back there, a lot of these good punters, Johnny Hecker, same thing, the Colquitt brothers, you give those good punters time to get the ball off, then they're gonna hurt you. So, our mentality is to put pressure on the punter, and take away fakes and get good returns as well. So we kind of got a good mixture in there, and the guys are buying in, doing a great job for us. So hopefully we'll get home.
What do the Packers do best, special teams-wise?
I think Micah Hyde's outstanding. I think Ty Montgomery, I had him rated as the number one returner coming out of college ball this past draft class. They make me real nervous. I won't sleep real well Saturday night because of those two guys. And, Crosby's back to being Crosby. I know he had a tough miss the other day, but, that was tough conditions, and he's having a good year. It seems like every time Tim Mastey punts against us, he's at Pro Bowl level. I think Tim's a very good punter. They're well coached. Coach Zook does a great job. They're sound. They play hard. They play really hard. And I know what they're preaching to them all week, that, we got to get after Minnesota at home, and so we have to rise to that challenge. That's what I'm telling our guys.
And then their kick coverage team, obviously they give up the 104 yarder there. What's been their trend all year?
Well, that really is the biggest play. They've given up, obviously that's a big play for any team, but they've been pretty sound in coverage and punting, kickoff coverage the whole year. Up until that point, it was just one bad play. I think a guy had lost leverage, another guy was on the ground, and they gave up the big play. But I said before we played Detroit, Amir Abdul is a pretty darn good returner. He was the second best returner coming out of the draft class, in my opinion, and I'm glad we don't have to play him again this year.
When you guys see a squib kick like they did on the Janikowski kick to Patterson last week, does that change the blocking scheme at all if they see that?
A little bit. It depends on how deep the kick goes, but a little bit it does. And our guys reacted really, really well to that play, obviously.
Anything else you'd like about that turn?
About
the Patterson return?
Yeah, we scored. It was wonderful. Yeah, it was great. The biggest thing about that play, and we talk to our kickoff return team all the time about being the momentum answer team. The kickoff team's the momentum team. We just scored, or it's the start of a half. We got to keep the momentum going. When we receive a kickoff, obviously it's either the start of the half or the opposing team just scored, and so we answered the call when we really needed to. They had just taken the lead. Their crowd was into it. It was towards the end of the first half. We were down. We were up 13-0. Now we're down by a point. That was a big, big play for us, and I'm glad we Cordero and the rest of the guys came through.
What were you thinking when Cordero got to the 10 and took like a right turn and just kind of jogged along?
I try not to be honest with you. I didn't see it because I figured once he got past, all I'm looking for is for yellow flags on the ground. I didn't see any of those, so went to Coach Zimmer to see if we're going to go for one or two. He said one. I was getting the field goal team out there, and then I was concerned about the kickoff after that, because you're always concerned about that, because a lot of guys that are on the kickoff return unit are also on the kickoff team, so you got to go cover the next play.
Is it unusual to have a punt returner that's as good as Marcus B also be a pretty good gunner as well?
It's probably pretty rare. There's been guys in the league that have done it, but yeah, he's pretty special. And you and I've talked about that. I know I've talked to this room about it several times about the type of player he is on kickoff return, punt, and punt return. So, and field goal block for that matter, he's a threat on field goal block as well.
Why is it unusual? It seems like a punt returner is a good athlete. He's obviously quick, fast, all the things that you would the skills you'd need to be a good gunner. Why isn't it?
A lot of the good punt returns, you know, the Antonio Browns of the world, they're also very good receivers. And DeMarcus can play defensive back as well. We just, you know, a couple years ago, we had to take him off punt and kickoff because he was playing so much defense. Well, he's not playing as much defense now. That makes him, you know, a little more fresh and a little more effective as a cover guy as well.
A week or so ago, maybe more than that, I don't know when you said it exactly, but you talked a lot about needing to improve on the blocking on kickoff return. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly they did a good job on Patterson since he didn't get touched.
Right.
Was there something in practice where everything just seemed to click for them?
Well, I think the guys that are out there, they're gaining more experience, they're gaining more confidence, and you know, as long as we keep those same blockers out there, we'll have a better chance because they're gaining that experience. And the techniques that they're using in practice, although it's not game speed, when they get reps at game speed, it really helps them with their techniques, if that makes sense, because they're doing a good job in practice, but games are a whole other animal. So the more opportunities they get in games, I think the more experience they'll get, then the better they'll get at those techniques.
Is there a lot of overlap of players between kickoff return and punt return? Because I mean, Marcus's return, also, he wasn't touched.
Right. Some of the guys are out there, yep. And the good thing is that the backups on punt return, some of those guys are starters on kickoff return and vice versa, and they've all bought into what we're preaching and coaching them up on, and they've done a really nice job this year.
When you score a special teams touchdown, what percentage of the time, in your estimation, would you say that team goes on to win the game?
Oh, I don't know what the studies are. I know here it's been, you know, if we scored once, we lost. If we scored twice, we won. And then this year we scored the one time and once. That's always been a concern of mine. That's why that next kickoff coverage is so very, very important. You remember a couple years ago we scored against Chicago, and then Hester ran one back about 85 yards to the 15 and set up a touchdown. So, you know, it's you never relax. I mean, there was 10 seconds ago in the game the other day, and I had the hands team ready just in case they scored. So it's 60 minutes of a headache, to be honest with you, in a good way. But, you know, you just got to stay on top of those things. But I don't know what the stats are. I've never really researched it. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you.